Director Callahan. Next item, 602, please.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for a law enforcement records management system for the Police Bureau.
Colleagues, the city owns and operates the Regional Justice Information Network called REGIN. It is a records management system for police reports and related law enforcement records, which are essential to the Portland Police Bureau's operations. REGIN established a governing body of more than 40 partner agencies in the two-state, five-county metropolitan region that are signatories to an intergovernmental agreement. The agreement covers cost sharing and recovery. The number of participating agencies has dropped from 43 to only 7 in recent years due to 3 waves of exit from REGIN, placing a disproportionate share of the fixed cost of the operating system onto the Portland Police Bureau and the City of Portland. The vendor contract for the current RMS expires in July of 2021. The Bureau is contracted with a consultant to assist in the development of a procurement solicitation seeking a replacement system that can be implemented and made operational prior to the end of the current contract. The city will no longer rely on other agencies' participation to determine the cost or financial liabilities of the new records management system to the city. The new records management system will be more efficient and cost less than REGIN. The project timeline to select, implement, and transition the Bureau to use of a replacement RMS by the expiration of the current contract has very little slack and requires timely action on the part of the Council. Failure to complete the project by July 2021 may require the City to extend the contract with the current vendor for a full year at substantial additional expense. And I appreciate that we have Senior Program Manager Tammy Mayer here today. Okay. And we also have Ryan Lee here as well, I suppose, in backup support or to answer any questions. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you want to add anything else or just answer questions.
I can add a little bit, sir. My name's Tammy Mayer. I am the program manager for the current REGIN program, along with some other technology programs the Bureau uses. REGIN was a grand idea, and it had some good minds behind it. Unfortunately, there were a lot of things that did not go the way the original planners had thought, from the governance of the system to some late adds to the system, Clark and Clackamas counties, as well as some system complexities. We selected the system in 2012 and it went live in 2015. There have been a lot of technological advances in these systems since, and I am positive we can find a better functioning system and a more user-friendly system and work the governance where it does not put a burden on the City of Portland to support the other partner agencies.
Mayor. Commissioner Fish.
First of all, I know that you did the circuit and briefed each office on this, so thank you for taking the time, and I had a chance to have all of my questions answered. Without belaboring the point, and you alluded to it in your comments, I think one of the things we're going to need to ask the city attorney's office to do on a regular basis, where we partner with other jurisdictions to offset the cost of anything, which is generally a good government idea, is to highlight for us any contract where the withdrawal of other partners sticks us with the cost. Mm-hmm. I think this is kind of an eye-opening experience, because the goal of sharing the expense and thinking region-wide and et cetera was very noble, and we tend to, that's our default. We tend to think about how do we engage partners, share the load, think regionally, have an integrated system. Those are all good things. But I think it's terribly important in the future that the city attorney's office or procurement highlight for us in any contract a circumstance where other people, by opting out, can in fact shift their cost to us, because this obviously can't happen again, and we've learned, I think, a valuable lesson. So thank you for the work that you've done in addressing my concerns.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Commissioner Fish, to that point, poor AC Lee has heard me go on and on and on about this. I don't know how that contract even got signed. to be honest. And it's a legacy contract. It's been with us for some time. But I don't believe there should ever be a circumstance where we enter a cost-sharing agreement where only we absorb the liability if others make an independent decision to withdraw. So that is my first and fundamental problem with the contract as it currently exists. And so I'm very happy for us to move along. The second piece of this relates to a larger issue, and I know, Commissioner Fish, you've had a particular interest in this enterprise-wide, which is who's looking over everybody's shoulder as decisions are made about new technology platforms. And I've made it very clear that at every step we're going to stage gate this and make sure that we have independent eyes looking at what we are doing and how we are deploying the new platform. Because I most certainly, while I wasn't here for the genesis of the previous contract, this one will most certainly have my name at the bottom of it, and I want to make sure that we do not repeat the highly negative experience of the existing region contract. And so I'm making that commitment to council here and now, as I've made it behind closed doors in front of the police barrel brass for many months now. I mean, honestly, I was amazed. I'm not an attorney, obviously, but I'm amazed that it's even legal for us to enter into a contract that we cannot back out of under any circumstances. To me, that's just crazy. So we are now at the end of this contract period, and I'm very eager for us to move on to a better product. Any further questions about this particular item? Public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have four people signed up.
Very good.
The first three, please come on
Thank
up,
you.
Are Maggie, Diana, and Jeanne.
Jan, why don't you go ahead and start for us, please?
Carla, who's the fourth? Maggie's not here.
Maggie's here.
Nope. Yeah. Me. I'm sorry, what'd you
Jan,
say?
Jan, would you please start?
Yes, my name is Diana.
Diana, I'm sorry I misheard. I apologize.
It's okay. Listening to what was currently discussed, I think that it's absolutely great that we are going to be moving on from this contract. It is something that is pulling resources in an unnecessary way at this point that could be allocated to other aspects, you know, that are needed in our city. It was astonishing to hear that out of 43, we are now down to 7. And that is a really, really big drop in a number. And I really like to highlight what Commissioner Fish pointed out in regards to making sure that as we move forward from this, that we're highlighted and that any partners who are withdrawn, that it's notified immediately. My question is that who is going to be appointed to be that person to look over the shoulder and keep accountability and maintain due diligence? Aside from that, that is all I have to say. I'm in full support of this.
Thank you.
This is hard for me because I talk to a lot of cops all the time. And basically, I don't know if the new system's gonna work better, but I do know that I keep hearing this on the street from cops. We can't do our job. We're not allowed to do our job. Either Danielle Outlaw is stopping us from doing our job, or Mayor Ted Wheeler is stopping us from doing
our
job.
Okay, that's separate.
So I'm hoping,
that
if you guys change this policy and get out of where you've been, hopefully there will be a better reflection on the street.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
I just second that motion of everything that was just said. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
Testimony.
Very good. And there was a fourth person who's not here or is here?
Steve Sewell.
Very good. Coming up, sir.
Thank you. Good day, commissioners. I'm Steve Sewell. I'm here on behalf of the Society of Professional Journalists, local chapter. Amanda Waldrup, our president, I believe submitted written testimony. I work as the editor for the Oregonian's watchdog and data-driven enterprise team. And my team works with public records databases to perform analyses of important problems of public policy, and to hold agencies accountable and to, in many cases, identify solutions. In our work with the Police Bureau's current database, we've encountered many barriers to access. It's been difficult. Apparently, the system is very difficult for the Bureau to work with to export data in bulk. And as a consequence, we've been quoted extremely exorbitant fee estimates for producing data. One was in excess of $1 million we did not pay. In an effort to get a better understanding of how the data is structured and make more informed and precise requests of the Bureau, we've attempted to access their data dictionary, which is a document that describes the contents of a database, the tables and fields that it contains. And we were told in response to our request that this was a trade secret as stipulated by the vendor. This new contract is a real opportunity to make sure that that doesn't happen again. We have requested that two requirements be included in the RFP, that the data be capable of being exported in bulk or in part without any special coding, that any ordinary Bureau employee be able to perform that function, and second, that a data dictionary should be made a deliverable under the contract and a public record that can be accessed by the public upon request. Thank you.
Could you answer one quick, because I didn't quite follow you with regard to the data dictionary. Could you describe that again,
sure.
What that is?
It's kind of a menu of what's available in the database. It describes the contents. It's a standard element of documentation that's created when a database is designed.
Okay.
So it's an index or a catalog that would enable us to be able to see what records are in the database and what elements.
And for my own benefit, and I'm sorry to go on a little bit of a tangent here, sure. Is that readily available for other platforms?
It's, you mean from other agencies,
right.
Or another context?
I've never heard this term, so I'm a little over my skis here, but is this something that would typically be readily available with a different software platform or data management system?
Certainly big enterprise systems like this, it's something that it won't be built without the creation of such a document.
Okay.
It's just a question of whether it gets shielded from public access.
Okay, very good. As a trade secret in this particular case.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. That gives me two new points that I didn't have previously, so I appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion on this item? This is an emergency ordinance. Carla, please call the roll. I'm sorry, was there more?
Sorry.
Yeah, was there more public? That was it. Okay.
Yeah,
no worries. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next